We're gathered here. I'm so glad you can be with us, too, to listen. If you don't know Mustard's Retreat, please get ready for something you'll really enjoy.
Let the joy begin.
Here they are.
Gather the family. Here we belong. And welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song. And it's here that the future begins.
Our ancestors came from away, far away, from a thousand traditions and kin. What we all share together is we stand here today with a chance to start over again.
Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
Our measure of worth's not in power or gold.
The greatest truth comes from the heart, and that's how we take care of the weak and the old. And this is the place we can start. Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
And so, like a forest, our roots hold the past, while our branches reach into the sky.
Let our gift to our children be family that lasts, and a future to which they can fly. Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins. Gather the family, here we belong, and a welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
Oh, does that bring back memories? So many memories. I hope we helped you distribute some CDs of that song. That
song has been good to us.
That song, it's probably been requested at least 500 times over
really?
The years.
Wow.
Because multiple requests every week, and people have asked for that song for weddings.
Yeah,
and
it's so cool. People have asked for churches sometimes.
Thanksgiving. They use it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. How did that song come together?
Michael and I were stuck in an airplane flying to Texas.
Right.
But, you know, I have been talking to Michael about the folk community and how wonderful it was. And he said to me, he said, you know, you've been talking about that folk community for years. Let's write a song about it.
So we did. We had to do it on an airplane, you know, because we were trapped in the seats, you know, we were buckled in.
But that was it. I can't remember much more about that, except I think we got it all right there.
Well, David told me that he was looking for artists to book into a family music market. And I went, oh, really? Okay, let's write a song or two to qualify. So that one came from that impulse, like, okay, let's write something. But, I mean, actually, it is kind of a Thanksgiving, let's gather around kind of a song.
Yeah, it's I remember the first time I heard that song, you just know when you listen to it. And you sang that together beautifully. Now, in the first version, we had the Kitty Donna
Garner-Rogers
was on it.
Yeah, Libby was in Texas or somewhere else.
Yeah, it's on our Wind and the Cricket CD.
Yeah, but Libby's no slouch here. You freeze. So Libby, tell me more about yourself. We've already established you're not related to Jim Clover.
No,
my apologies.
I am a co-founder of this band. We originally started as a trio in Ann Arbor, Michigan in 1975. I hired David for his first professional gig and proceeded to crash his stage, and I've been doing that pretty much ever since for 45 years. So
wow.
I am an original member. This is why we can do this.
Yeah, you know, we have a recording called The First Album Plus. And there's a picture of the three of us on that, and it's actually us. You know, it's the same trio.
1976.
Yeah.
So we have that album, and I didn't really put.
Can't see the picture on the radio, but but it's us.
I didn't put one and one together.
And Libby's on there for a number of songs.
Wow.
And we called her in as a guest recording artist a couple of times in. You know, other recordings, but the new recording that we have now is the first one that's all trio.
Yeah,
but mostly she was just too far gone, living in Florida and South Carolina and Texas and
she was everywhere.
Louisiana and
she went and had a life, you know. And while we were touring, we were touring as a duo. You know,
they were always kind enough to let me crash their stage. By the way,
but she, you know, recently within the last few years, moved back to Michigan, and we just picked up like it was yesterday.
This has nothing to do with anything. Quick question. Have any of you heard of a place called the Neutral Zone in Ann Arbor?
Yes.
I was just with people from the Neutral Zone.
It's a really good idea.
They're great.
Yes.
Week before last. And forgive our kibitzing here about something that, hopefully it'll interest you as you're listening. The Neutral Zone is a youth organization that really empowers youth to run it, express themselves. And I met with a couple of their principals and a few other people from Pittsburgh, too, to learn more. You know, we think we do a good job with youth engagement here, but we want to learn more. And I thought of you guys immediately. Okay. They came in.
The Neutral Zone gives young people a place to be, a place to go, you know, that isn't the mall. And it's not the, you know, the pool hall or, you know.
Yeah, I think it started when my daughter was young in Ann Arbor. And, it's great.
Yeah, I'm so glad you know them because, you know, we're getting ready to expand and we want a little bit more of that kind of activity. So we really enjoyed meeting with them.
Yeah, there might be funding. There should be, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a good thing to do with public money, if you can, to support something like that, to take care of the young people and give them a place to be.
Absolutely. And aren't you enjoying hearing us catch it? You can tell we haven't had a chance to talk to each other. Mustard's Retreat is here. Their house concert tonight is sold out, but their CDs aren't. And you can.
Yes, and if you check it, mustardsretreat.com, there is a way to to contact Jan Boyd, who is graciously doing this house concert, and you can write her and see if there's been a cancellation. It's nice that it's sold out.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I can tell. It's time for another song. What do you want to do?
Yeah. So you guys, You guys were the premier broadcast of this song even before it came out. Because I sent you an MP3 of It's Got Teeth.
Oh, yes.
So we'll do the live version of it. Now, this one lacks the cool pedal steel, but we'll do the best we can with it.
Yeah, so this is a title song from our legendary non-existent children's album.
Mom, come see what we found in the alley. It's got shaggy fur with green scales underneath. Mom, can I keep it upstairs in my bedroom? It likes me, Mom, and that's good, cause it's got teeth. Mom, I believe this weird creature is lonely. It's got big brown eyes and long claws on its feet. And I don't think it's ever had a collar. Can we feed it, Mom? We should, cause it's got teeth. I think he's really sweet with his big old yellow teeth. I don't know how he ever got so tall. Can I keep him upstairs? He won't shed too much hair. He can sleep in the closet with his feet out in the hall. Mom, I believe this thing would eat my spinach. If it's okay with you, I'll name him Pete. I know he will keep us safe from burglars. Not only can he roar, but he's got teeth.
Yeah, I think he's really sweet with his big old yellow teeth. I don't know how he ever got so tall. Can I keep him upstairs? He won't shed too much hair.
He can sleep in the closet with his feet out in the hall. Show and tell's tomorrow, can I take him? I know he'll let me ride him down the street.
Yeah,
kids at school would say he's really awesome, because he likes me and also he's got teeth.
I think he's really sweet with his big old yellow teeth. I don't know how he ever got so tall. Can I keep him upstairs? He won't shed too much hair.
He can sleep in the closet with his feet out in the hall. Let's do that again.
Yeah, I think he's really sweet with his big old yellow teeth. I don't know how he ever got so tall. Can I keep him upstairs? He won't shed too much hair.
He can sleep in the closet with his feet out in the hall. Can't sleep in the closet with his feet out in the hall.
Mustard's Retreat. That song's a winner. And allegorical. There's a lot. I love it. There's a lot going on.
Well, I would have liked it when I was a kid. So that's where that comes from.
You know, not to compare, but that reminds me of The Marvelous Toy by Tom Paxton. Only in that it's a song that kids and adults can really enjoy. And it's just a really playful song.
Well, you know, an audience is sing along and they'll sing It's Got Teeth. My favorite memory was in Connecticut a few years ago. We were playing, and there were people from my high school there, and one of whom had become a Broadway star and an opera singer, and there she was screaming out the top of her lungs, It's Got Teeth!
In a folk audience, there she was, singing along, It's Got Teeth. That was fun. That was very fun. And that was when the song was pretty new, so we were still working out kind of how to get it. But when people start shouting out, It's Got Teeth, you know, that's really fun.
It's a winner. We got something going here. Libby, you just look so happy and so tickled to, I mean, you've been performing again with these guys for a while now?
Yes. Yeah, it's been a few years now. We diligently went into rehearsals twice a week. We decided, you know, we were going to, you know, bring it up a little, and
we actually have worked hard together. Yeah. You know, we put in a lot of hours in practicing, and it really shows. I mean,
it does.
But it's just a joy. You know,
these are two of my oldest friends. Let's be real here. These are two of my oldest friends who I have a deep, abiding love for, and this is quite the way for me to spend my elder years, in the company of two of my great, great friends, and so I'm just a grateful girl.
Yeah, it's infectious.
Thank you so much. Happy
and good.
I'm here to share the joy, my friend.
Share the joy.
That's right.
Good answer.
So the house concert is tonight, and maybe there will be seats. You can check by going to the Mustard's Retreat website. Where are you next? Are you heading back home? Or?
We're heading home on December 8th. We're in Milwaukee, and that's the end of the touring for the year. It's been a busy, busy year. We have the new recording come out, and we have been touring a lot this year.
So. Well, they get back to Pittsburgh from time to time. And these days, you could be listening anywhere. So watch for these folks, especially if you're up around Ann Arbor, because they'll be performing there pretty regularly, I do suspect.
Fair. We do play the Ark, the legendary Ark in Ann Arbor, yes, at least once a year, so we can always find us there.
You know, it just occurred to me, talking about the Neutral Zone folks, I enjoyed them so much, I said, I need to come and visit you. I need to schedule that visit when you're playing.
That's a good idea. We'll get you in free.
Yes.
Well, I think our show at the Arc is either the first or the second Saturday in February.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to work on that.
This is like the 30th time we've played the Arc. This is a home base for us over the years, and we used to play open night mic, you know, when we were
That's where we got started.
Very raw and new. So
doing the open mic nights at the Arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something. Can you remember those nights?
Oh, yeah.
Trembling. I was, trembling and trying to make sure I remembered everything.
David Bromberg and Norman Blake were on the stairway watching us, and I talk about trembling.
Sometimes
I wasn't sure I had a voice that night.
The Arc is an awesome place.
Yes.
I can't imagine that.
Neither could we.
It's just a little intimidating, you know. And those guys weren't like that. They weren't. They didn't try to be intimidating. Actually, they were curious.
They were just our heroes,
right?
They were,
and just part of the community.
They were just hanging out.
They were there
because the Arc would
music.
Give them a place to stay upstairs. This is the old Arc, you know.
Yeah.
The early one where it was actually a house, and the performers would stay upstairs sometimes. Actually, I saw Bromberg come down and join in with somebody that he knew, and on one of the open mic nights, he just kind of waltzed out in there and started playing his fiddle, and it was like, wow.
So yeah, that's like the old, you know, Calliope House here in Pittsburgh one time was a house here on the north side, and, you know, you could stay there. And
we all start somewhere.
Yeah.
George Baldrow's, you know, that was... Yes.
And George is, you know, still around and doing well.
Great.
With a school of bagpipes and is really successful doing that.
I'm glad to hear it.
Mustard Retreat, you're listening to us catch up, and I hope you're catching up too. It is fun to catch up. What's next?
This is another song
that we worked really hard on, yes.
Yeah, off our new record. Michael and I started this in the 90s. And it sat. I mean, I started it, and I took it to Michael, and he made additions, and I was just never satisfied with it until the Women's March. And after the Women's March, I was just inspired to that's what got this finished, you know. That's called Root and Rain. It's kind of a stabby, you know, it goes with the defiantly hopeful thing that we really are. You know, we decided in March of 2016 that we were going to dedicate the next, 8 or 9 months to a defiantly hopeful tour. And we decided, well, we're just going to keep it going.
Here it is, 2018, and the defiantly hopeful tour continues.
But, you know, we find this resonates with people. Again, at the community level, if you shut off the national media stuff, it's telling you, you know, how to think, and you're not good if you don't think this, and listen to your inner voice. This is, I think what people feel and want, and they don't hear verification of it unless it's a show like Saturday Light Brigade, you know. So we turn the earth in winter's shadow, knowing spring is drawing near. Keeping faith with summer's promise and the turning of the year. And
sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done. No, sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done.
A simple pleasure, planting gardens, picking stone and pulling weeds, a space beyond the rush and clatter, finding something that we need. And
sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done. No, sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done.
Mysteries not quite forgotten, something that we now reclaim. Down through countless generations, wind and fire,
root and rain. And sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done. Oh, sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done.
post-industrial techno visions tell us how to think and feel. We ignore the corporate chatter and derail their grinding wheels and sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done. Oh, sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done. Knowing that we have the power, each of us in our own way, to make these moments something better. All great changes start that way. And sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done. Oh, sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done. So we turn the earth and keep the promise. Root and rivers, sun and air, share the harvest and remember who we are and why we care. And sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done. Oh, sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done.
That's one of the finest songs I've ever heard.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful to see you sing it, and it's about as truthful as a song can be, and joyful, too.
Well, it is, and I know. You know, again, it's just the fortune of that those words will come. You know, like that.
Well, and you know, I'm sorry. I'm sad, but it's
the song
it's
goes
rare.
With a it goes with a little poem that goes like this. They thought they buried us. Oh, but they did not know that we are the seeds.
Yeah, you can't bury youth. They grow the world around. It's that a thing of beauty can emerge from. Some difficult times. That song just has me feeling so many different things. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And I could see it being sung, leading audiences and singing it. You get a chance to do that. Let me say it. Yes, I do.
You know, again, there are people out there who, it says, who we are and why we care.
This is why I do it. This is why I sing to you. That's it.
Yeah. I don't mean to get, maudlin, but it just, as you are listening, I hope you are enjoying these songs as much as I am. And as much as the performers are.
We're enjoying it.
But, living, breathing, leading, thinking human beings are creating music, and last we checked, you were one of those too. So you get a chance to enjoy music.
Still going.
So the Defiantly Hopeful Tour. I loved the name when I heard that.
The story behind that was I heard a PBS special. They were playing Peter, Paul, and Mary's 50th anniversary PBS special, and they broke away to fundraise, and the commentator couldn't find the words. He was trying to explain why Peter, Paul, and Mary were so much more significant than just their songs or just concerts. Finally, he was kind of like, I don't know, they were just defiantly hopeful. And to me, that was the light bulb over the head going on, and I said, yes, that is why we are here and why we're doing what we do. And you drive a million miles to play for 30 people, and because it is defiantly hopeful, and it is kind of what this radio show is all about, and it's what we're all about.
Yeah,
we're old enough to have experienced Peter, Paul, and Mary when we were young. Like for Libby, I guess you said you were 10, right? And I was like 14. And like any kid, I played those records over and over and over and over. I mean, kids do that still, but I did it when I was 14 years old, playing those. I knew every song. I used to sing that when I was delivering papers on my bicycle.
Yeah, I am a teeny bit younger, but not much. I remember Ricky and I both, I think, have the the 10th anniversary album. And right, you have that one, and just listening and listening, and that was, I think, a high school album of mine.
So we're not intentionally trying to channel, you know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, but it's like, how can we help it? Because it's part of our whole.
Well, and it's
we
part
all grew
of,
up listening to that.
Why we're here, and it's not. We have never tried to be commercially successful. So it's writing for the
That's
radio.
That's probably a good thing, David.
Yeah, right. I mean, we've always just done what we feel, and it came out of that era. Pete Seeger and Peter, Paul, and Mary, just they're doing something for reasons that are not about money, and they're doing it for regular people. It's like, I mean, I remember it was vivid to me. Pete Seeger's first year on the Hudson River with the Clearwater, his son filmed it, and they played it on PBS the next year. It was in 1970, and it was like, it was riveting. I said,
David was electrified
right,
at that
that's,
point.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I've seen that. How did you two meet?
We were cooks. We were cooks in a restaurant. We were a good team in the kitchen, actually.
Right, with two goals. One was to get out of the restaurant business, and the other was to be singer-songwriter right. humdinger guys.
It was at a restaurant called the Brown Jug in Ann Arbor. And what we say about that restaurant is, when we were there, the food was good.
And Libby was a local bartender, and I went down and auditioned, and the boss asked her, what do you think?
He said, go down and listen to this guy. He wants to get a job. And she went down and listened to David, and her eyes got large and round. And she said,
look how cute he is.
She said, told the boss to hire him.
He said, can he sing? I said, oh, he's great.
So he played there for 2 months, and by the end of the 2 months, Libby knew all of his songs. And then he had to give the job up because 2 months is a long time in the music business. And so he told me that I should go and apply for it. So I went and applied for it, you know, and then I kept asking David to come in and play.
And I kept getting out from behind the bar in my lederhosen and crashing the stage.
By the end of my 2 months, we were a trio. And that's how it worked.
And then we went to work.
Then we started looking for more jobs, and we started working. Yeah,
I mean, we played 5 days a week for about years.
We played in a lot of bars, you know. I mean, that's what you did in those days. And
sure,
the Arc was a real treat.
But we always did just what we're doing now. I mean, in the bars, it got to be comedy and disco and urban cowboy and all this pop stuff. But we were popular because we were different.
Well, and authentic. And, you know, you were talking about commercial success or whatever. I think the greatest success is the byproduct of doing what you love to do and, you know, plying your craft and focusing on where you want to focus. And hopefully the byproduct of that is success. And
well, I'll quote Utah Phillips. He famously said, there are no career moves in folk music. And, you know, that's like, may it ever be so.
Yeah. It's good.
Really true. It's like, that's so, you know, we're just playing the music that we like to play.
We've done something.
Glad to be on the radio.
Something over 6,000 shows. I mean, I was talking to a kid out in Boston on the radio, and he couldn't quite understand for a while. Like, he was saying, don't you sort of want the money and the fame and the TV? And finally he got it. It's like, this is our community of choice. This is where we pointed ourselves to. And we have had 40-plus years, 14 recordings. I mean, we play 50 shows a year, and that we keep it at that. And it's like, wow, what a success to do
and
that.
And what a concept that you can make choices and live accordingly.
Yes.
And that's not necessarily – and part of it is just – you know, we're fed a lot of messages to do differently than that.
You really can do what you love and what you have a passion for, and it doesn't have to be. It's like, you know, this is not our full time job, you know, but it's fine.
We're going to do great. That right now. As a matter of fact, we're going to sing you a song that tells a story, and you have to remember as you listen to this that it's a true story. This tells the true story of how where we live in Michigan. The mosquito has come to be the state bird. And we probably have sung this for you before, but people seem to never get tired of this, so we're going to do it again. It's called The Michigan Mosquitoes.
In Michigan, not long ago, mosquitoes could not fly. They were big and bad enough to look a logger in the eye. And every spring they'd plant their feet on both sides of the stream. And they'd pick the loggers off the rafts that floated down between. Well, Paul Bunyan heard about this and he said it would never do. He said, I'll go get reinforcements, teach those bugs a thing or two. So he went down to Texas and brought back some killer bees to try and start an insect war beneath the northern trees. Oh, Paul Bunyan, see what have you done? When you mess with Mother Nature, she comes back to have some fun. I say, oh, Paul Bunyan, see what have you done? Well, these Michigan mosquitoes have got us on the run. Well, the Texas bees were nasty. The mosquitoes were tough and mean. There was buzzing and biting and stinging and fighting like no one had ever seen. But the battleground grew silent with a hush between the trees when the king of the mosquitoes met the queen of all the bees. Yeah. Now he was brown and bad and handsome, with his sword and suction pipes. She was beautiful and deadly in her black and yellow stripes. As they circled round each other, looking for an opening, close enough to touch antenna, little birds began to sing. And they sang this, they sang,
oh, Paul Bunyan, see what have you done? When you mess with Mother Nature, she comes back to have some fun. I say, oh, Paul Bunyan, see what have you done? Well,
these Michigan mosquitoes have got us on the run. Now soon it seemed like they were dancing. Now they decided not to fight. So the war became a powwow and the party went all night. Angry buzzing turned to humming. Open war to wedded bliss. And the loggers were heard to mutter, nothing good's gonna come of this. So our Michigan mosquitoes are the children of that night. Twice as big and twice as ugly, all in brown and yellow stripes. And they fly in tight formations, roaring like a mighty wind. They're exceptionally fuzzy and they've got stingers on both ends.
Yeah, oh, Paul Bunyan, see what have you done? When you mess with Mother Nature, she comes back to have some fun. I say, oh, Paul Bunyan, see what have you done?
Well, these Michigan mosquitoes have got us on the run.
Michigan mosquitoes. I was thinking about a Thanksgiving mosquito. You know,
well,
you could stuff a mosquito.
Yeah, they're big enough. You could roast one, yeah.
You could do like a turducken thing with the bees.
We were
just down in Texas last weekend, and we got in the car, and I said, Michael, that is a mosquito.
And I said, that's not a mosquito. This is a mosquito. Well, yeah. You know, it's like every place has their own mosquitoes, and everybody's proud of them. You know, and everybody says, yeah, sure, once you give your pint, they'll leave you alone. You know, yeah. But we've got the song. So, you know, we can stick up. Now, I would invite all of the people in the outside in the
radio land.
Yes.
Yes. The viewers, you know,
the viewers, the listeners.
All the people listening, I would invite them to draw a picture of this mosquito and send it to the radio station.
Oh, yes, we'll take that.
Yeah, yeah. So you you could draw a picture on paper and then photograph it with your phone and text it in, right?
First today that I can remember, at least, somebody sent me a picture of a guy playing a drum, and just a line drawing on Facebook. And I was thinking, what is this? You know, it's lovely. Then I realized they were answering a puzzle. We had a puzzle. Oh. The answer was drum.
Okay.
And that was nice. I liked getting that art.
I love, you know, art done by children.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to look at who posted it. I think it was from an adult, but it was still beautiful. There was a contest once, or a little promotion, where you had to draw a picture of me. This was years ago. And I still remember, this is spooky.
You got a gallery of those, huh?
Well, this was like 30, this was Betty. How did Libby put it? It was years ago, I think you. So, Rick, you'll remember this. Colin, I remember the child's name, drew a picture of me and sent it in. And it kind of looked like me. And he drew a scar on my forehead.
Did it look like a lightning bolt?
It did. Oh. And I actually have a very faint scar that I don't think anybody...
So you haven't told anybody that you used to be the boy who lived. There it is. We see it now. You can't see that in Radio Land, but it's there.
It's a little faint, and I was a little freaked out. It's like, how did he know? And it was on the correct side of my head. And it's just, I mean, you can't see any scar, right? It's this little tiny thing. So I always thought he was my... my spirit animal, Colin. He will take
Colin.
Over. Yes. I want to be sure you know this is Mustard's Retreat that you're listening to. The website, I think it's
mustardsretreat.com. With no apostrophe, yes.
Yes.
Mustardsretreat.com.
And they have lots of albums. They tour quite a bit. It's a blessing that they're here this morning. They don't need to be here because their show is sold out tonight. Although
I got up at 6. Now you get up earlier than that, but I don't.
But you're on musician time.
Yeah. I got up at 6 o'clock this morning just so I could be here because we knew that we didn't know what we were going to be driving into. It looked like weather was over the city. And
oh my gosh, you weren't here overnight.
No, we were down in Marietta, Ohio last night.
Oh my gosh.
We drove for 2.5-3 hours coming up here just so we could do this. And we're grateful for you to give us this opportunity.
Thank you.
And we're also trying to promote that show that's already sold out. Or else trying to promote the show we did last night.
Yeah, but if you go on to find us on Facebook under Mustard Retreat or mustardsretreat.com, and you can sign up for our mailing list, and we'll send you an email the next time we're around because we love Pittsburgh. We love coming back to Pittsburgh. Michael was born here.
That's right. I was born at West Penn Hospital.
Yeah, so come back. They are back quite often. So, you know, become a fan and consider maybe, you know, somebody that would like one of their CDs or some music for a holiday coming up.
You know, the CDs, they've all been really well-received and reviewed, and I don't know, we'll send you your money back if you don't like them.
You said before you've been working. It really shows. Your harmonies are just gorgeous.
Well, so here's a new one. This
we
is
got
a,
another one for
yeah,
you.
This
yeah.
is a, this is actually a partly a Pittsburgh song. I got a new 12-string. There's always a first song for to be written with a new instrument. And I didn't know what it would be. I had a book of Mississippi River history. I opened it up, and there was a song in there. Now, I don't read music unless I really, really have to. But the lyrics caught my attention. And so I wrote this music and started putting some lyrics, and I wrote some more. And it needed a second verse. And I came here and I told that story. I think it was on Ken Batista's radio show and his wife Tika. And Tika I don't know that she even heard this story. She just said that she used to go out rowing and maybe still does on the Monongahela or Allegheny.
I think on the Allegheny, Tika did.
And,
yes.
And when the world kind of got too much for her, she went out there and. That gave me the last verse, and we recorded here. Jan Boyd recorded on it from Pittsburgh, and Casey Dealey, and D.C. Fitzgerald played. So there's Pittsburgh connection here with with this song. And we're in the process of kind of redoing it. So it's called Down the River. One, two, three.
Down the river, sweep and row, another day has begun. Down the river, off we go, out in the morning sun.
Oh, the river is up, the channel is deep, the waves are steady and strong. Let the voice of the oars your measure keep as you row your boat along. Oh, the water is bright, it's sparkling like gold in the rays of the morning sun. And out here on the river, these times that you keep fill your dreams when your day is done.
Down the river, sweep and row, another day has begun. Down the river, off we go, out in the morning sun.
There's a rhythm that runs through the fabric of life. It's a simple yet elegant weave. It reminds us of who it is we ought to be, our perception and balance we need. And with the sun through the trees and the geese overhead in the morning as clear as a song, each pull in these oars is an answer I've found in a world sometimes terribly wrong.
Down the river, sweep and row, another day has begun. Down the river, off we go, out in the morning sun. Down the river, sweep and row, another day has begun. Down the river, off we go, out in the morning sun.
Oh, the river is up, the channel is deep, the waves are steady and strong. Let the voice of the oars your measure keep as you row your boat along. Oh, the water is bright, it's sparkling like gold in the rays of the morning sun. And out here in the river, these times that you keep fill your dreams when your day is done.
Down the river, sweep and row, another day has begun. Down the river, off we go, out in the morning sun. Down the river, sweep and row, another day has begun. Down the river, off we go, out in the morning sun.
I feel so lucky to be listening to these songs, and that's another one that's really like an anthem. You can sing that song if I really like songs like that. A lot of the Weavers songs were like that, and there's songs that you can rely on and turn to when you're feeling down or when you're feeling good. It'll either enhance your mood or lift it regardless. And that's one of those songs. That's just a gorgeous song.
Well, we thought it was important to sing it right here in Pittsburgh.
Well, and just hearing the three of you sing, too, I think this is the first time I've heard Libby.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's I don't like to draw comparisons. I already blew the Jib Glover thing, but in a Weaverish kind of, it's just really fun to hear the blend of your voices because each of you is really distinct.
Well, yet Libby's they all brilliant. Come together. It's hard for anybody to figure out how to sing with David and me, but Libby can do it. You know, and not everybody can. So that's one of the things that she brings to the group.
Well, it's just fun. It's absolutely fun. Mustard's Retreat. I think I'm not even counting songs.
We've got another one we can do.
Do you have one? We have about 7 minutes of radio time, so that's probably. probably yeah. one song, I'm guessing. Well,
this is a song that the UU churches here in town
yes.
have been using, which is and actually all over the country. Wrote this song, again, about it's being defiantly hopeful. It's called Ours is a Simple Faith.
I was hoping. That was my guess based on what, as soon as you said the Unitarian or the UU Church. This is a gorgeous song, and I can't wait to hear how you all three sing it.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for being here today.
Ours is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place. Every day, hope is the ground we till. Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled. Every day, no room in this heart for fear. No judgment day drawing near. Trust that inner voice you hear every day. Life's not a goal or race. It's about heart and faith and living a life of grace.
Every day, ours is a simple faith. Life is a short day what you will, thankful for dreams fulfilled every day.
Trust is an open hand, making an honest stand, rooted here in the land
every day.
In the mystery,
seeking the harmony
here between you and me.
Every day, ours is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place. Every day. Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled every day.
David, Libby, Michael, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's always, always a pleasure.
It is, and let's do it together again soon.